Both the Florida House and Senate have two different proposals that makes changes to Florida's retirement system. The House proposal does away with the state's defined benefit plan, better known as the pension plan for new state employees hired after January 1st of next year. That leaves new hires with only one choice, and that's the 401k-style option called the defined contribution plan, the less popular retirement option for existing employees. Meanwhile, the Senate's plan leaves both retirement options open for new employees and only defaults new hires into the defined contribution plan if that new employee doesn't make a choice. That's different than how it is today. The current default retirement option is the pension plan. The idea that a single proposal could go to the governor's desk is looking less and less likely, with session coming to a close in just days. But with two competing proposals, Scott has been consistently asked which one he likes better.
Here's what I care about. I care about the individuals that are relying on the existing pension plan that they're going to get their pension. That's what I focus on every day. I want to make sure that they have a pension plan that they can rely on.
And a few days later in March, he was saying the same thing.
You know, my understanding of what the House and Senate's doing now is they're not making changes to the existing, an existing recipient and member of the pension plan. And that's very important to me because I want to make sure that if you work for the state or if you're a part of the pension plan, you know you're going to get paid.
Scott never really takes a position on either approach, but recently Scott appeared to change his tune a bit to sound more like Republicans who favor the House plan. House Speaker Will Weatherford has never been shy about his chamber's recently passed pension reform proposal. In fact, he's made it one of his main priorities since the start of session.
A $19 billion shortfall in our unfunded actuarial liability. What we should be scared of is the status quo. If we do nothing, the state of Florida is going to continue to spend money that should be going to education and health care, and it's going to be spent on things like a broken pension system.
Meanwhile, Scott voiced a similar opinion with a group of reporters this past Thursday.
Here's what I believe about the pension plan. It's not fully funded today. It's about $20 billion, I think, underfunded. You can't, you know, it's only 87% funded. You can't pay your mortgage with 87%. So my goal is to make sure that everybody knows the risk, make sure that we fix that system over time so everybody has a pension plan they can rely on.
But the issue is slowly dying this session as the Senate has put its bill on hold for 3 days straight. It's also never taken up the House plan that passed last month. But Weatherford says even if the House bill never gets called up for a vote in the Senate, this session is not the last we'll see of pension reform.
I've always been someone who tries to persuade based on the policy of the issue. And if I fail to do that, that doesn't mean we're wrong. It just means that we weren't right this time at this stage of the session. But the issue will come back, and hopefully they'll give us another chance. But I do hold out hope that with a week to go, there's plenty of time for that issue to be addressed on the Senate floor and save the state $60 billion over the next 30 years.
For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.